Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I learned that from my friend Orla.
Jeg lærte at sige velkommen skal I være fra min gode ven Orla.
And people love it. Yes, there we go. There we go. And people love that. They love when I do that.
Og folk de elsker når jeg siger det.
Because they don't expect it to come from me.
Fordi de forventer ikke at det skal komme fra mig.
Right? They don't expect it. They expect the well, actually, they expect an American greeting. Hey, y'all.
De forventer sådan en eller anden amerikansk hilsen.
How y'all doing?
Hvordan har I det alle sammen?
You know, and the thing is, I'm not American, so that offends me very much.
Så det.
So you know that I'm Canadian, correct?
I ved godt, jeg er fra Canada.
Yeah. And Canadians are not Americans.
Og vi er ikke amerikanere.
It's like saying that Danes are Swedes.
Det er ligesom at sige, en dansker er svensker.
No, that's not a good thing.
Det er ikke en god ting.
Hey folks, I want to share a couple of words with you, and then I think what we're going to do is just keep going back into soaking in the Lord's presence, if that's okay with you.
Jeg kommer til at dele nogle ord, og ud over det, så vil vi bare prøve at blive gennemvedet af Guds nærvær.
One of the things that the Lord has really been dealing with my heart about,
noget af det, som Gud har talt ind til mit hjerte,
is a need for us. For a need for Curtis.
Ja, det er, at der er brug for at Curtis han.
To not always be stuck in my own world.
Og altid være fanget i min egen verden eller sidde fast i min egen verden.
And let me put it this way, because there's a number of ways that we can say this.
Lad mig sige det på den her måde. Der er mange måder man kan sige det på.
Everything that God does.
Alt hvad Gud gør.
In you.
I dig.
And in me.
Og i mig.
Is not just for you or for me.
Er ikke bare til dig eller til mig.
Whenever God gives us something, it's not just for us.
Når Gud han giver os noget, så er det ikke kun til os.
It's always for someone else.
Så er det altid også til en anden.
God loves to give.
Gud elsker at give.
It's the nature of our Savior.
Det er ligesom hans natur, vores frelsers natur.
For God so loved the world.
Således elskede Gud verden.
That he gave his only son.
Han gav sin eneste søn.
So that whoever believes in him.
Så at enhver som tror på ham.
Wouldn't perish.
Ikke skal fortabes.
But have everlasting life.
Men have evigt liv.
It's okay. I'm used to babies.
Ja, rolig nu. Jeg er vant til babyer.
You have to understand. I come from a world where people would be vomiting and manifesting demons and screaming.
Altså, jeg kommer fra en verden, hvor jeg ser manifestationer, hvor folk skriger og kaster op.
We have to speak through it, so a beautiful baby is not a problem.
Det er vant til at tale igennem, så sådan et smukt barn, det er ingen problem.
Yeah. God is a giving God.
Gud er en givende Gud.
He's always giving.
Han giver og giver altid.
Because the essence of love,
fordi essensen af kærlighed,
is love gives.
Er at den giver.
And the Bible tells us that God is love.
Og Bibelen fortæller os at Gud er kærlighed.
And it's a really cool thing we're going to look at in Matthew chapter 22.
Vi kommer til at se en ret lækker ting i Matthæus.
The Bible tells us that God is love.
Bibelen siger at Gud er kærlighed.
And it says that whoever lives in love lives in God and God lives in him. Let me say that again. God is love.
Gud er kærlighed.
Whoever lives in love,
enhver som lever i kærlighed,
lives in God.
Lever i Gud.
And God in him.
Og Gud i ham.
It's incredible.
Det er utroligt.
You know, historians will tell us that the only disciple, not the only apostle not to be martyred, was the apostle John.
Bibelen fortæller os, at den eneste, som ikke blev eneste apostel eller disciplen, som ikke
blev
martyr, er Johannes.
Did you know that?
Vidste du det?
He was the only apostle that wasn't martyred.
Han var den eneste apostel, som ikke led martyrdøden.
I had the opportunity of preaching in a village in Lyon several years ago in France.
For mange år siden så prædikede jeg i Lyon i.
And we went in to do the tourist thing.
Vi gjorde alle de der turistting.
And I saw the ruins of a church plant.
Og jeg så ruinerne af en kirkeplantning.
In the city of Lyon, it was the first church planted by the disciple of the Apostle John.
Det var den første kirkeplantning af en disciple af Johannes.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Virkelig utroligt.
And I walked around like, oh my
gosh. Omkring.
Like, could you imagine that?
Kan du forestille
dig? He was with the Apostle John.
Han var sammen med Johannes.
Who?
Som?
Put his head on Jesus' chest.
Som lagde sit hoved på Jesus' skød. Eller bryst.
Wow.
Wow.
John refers to himself as the one that Jesus loved.
Og Johannes omtaler sig selv som den, som Jesus elskede.
You ever remember reading that?
Kan I huske det, når jeg læser det?
The one whom Jesus loved.
Den, som Jesus elskede.
He's talking about himself, essentially.
Taler han om sig selv i virkeligheden.
He would put his head on the chest of Jesus.
Han lagde sit hoved på Jesu bryst.
And hear his heart. Hear his heartbeat. Can you imagine that?
Han hører hans hjerteslag.
He was the one that was very close to Jesus.
Han var meget tæt på Jesus.
Right? And Jesus loved every one of his disciples, but why would he say that John was the one that he loved?
Han elskede jo alle sine disciple, og hvorfor ville han sige at Johannes var den han elskede?
It's because John was passionately in love with Jesus.
Fordi Johannes han var passioneret forelsket i Jesus.
He lavished his love on Jesus.
Han udøste sin kærlighed på Jesus.
Could it be that that's what God wants us to be doing?
Kunne det være, at det var det, som
Gud ønskede? Could it be that really this is what our purpose is throughout all eternity, is to lavish our love upon him?
Kan det virkelig være det, som vores liv går ud på i al evighed og udøse vores kærlighed?
Could it be that we know the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of this love?
At det med kærligheden fra oven og fra neden til højre til venstre, at
as Paul says, together with all the saints, that we could comprehend the depth and the height and the length of that love.
At vi kan forstå den her alt omfattende kærlighed.
I think you want to know what my theory is?
Ved I, hvad
just
min teori
me.
Er?
Okay, don't write me emails and don't tell people I said this.
Okay.
I think this is just me. I think the reason why John was the only apostle not to be martyred was because of how close he was to Jesus.
Jeg tror, at den årsagen til, at han var den eneste, der ikke led martyrdøden, var, at han var tæt på Jesus.
I don't know, I'm probably wrong.
Jeg tager måske fejl.
But it's historians tell us.
Men
historians will say.
Historikerne siger.
That when John was old.
Da Johannes var gammel.
And he began to experience dementia.
Og da han fik demens.
What we would call dementia.
Det vi vil kalde demens i dag.
And they had to lift him up and carry him everywhere.
Og de skulle løfte ham op og bære ham overalt.
And they would put him in a chair.
De ville sætte ham i en stol.
And historians say.
Historikerne siger.
That the only thing that could come out of his mouth.
At det eneste der kunne komme ud af hans mund.
Was.
Var.
Little children love one another.
Mine børn elsk hinanden.
Little children love one another.
Elsk hinanden, mine børn.
Little children love one another.
Elsk hinanden.
Love one another.
Elsk
love one another.
Elsk hinanden.
Little children love one another.
Små børn elsk hinanden.
That's all that could come out of his mouth.
Det var det eneste der kom ud af hans mund.
And when you read first, second, third, particularly the first John.
Og når du læser første Johannes.
What do you see?
Hvad ser du?
All he talks about,
alt hvad han overhovedet taler om,
is the reciprocating motion,
er den her modtagende bevægelse, eller
loving God,
at elske Gud,
loving people,
og den her bølgende bevægelse,
loving God,
elske Gud, elske mennesker,
loving people, loving God,
elske Gud,
loving people,
og elske mennesker,
loving God,
elske Gud,
loving people,
og elske mennesker.
In Matthew chapter 22,
I Matthæus 22,
The Pharisee came to Jesus.
Så kom der en farisæer til Jesus.
And the Pharisee,
og farisæeren,
tried to trick Jesus.
Forsøgte på at snyde Jesus.
In verse 34. I think it's 34. Yeah, verse 34. I want you to read it if you have your Bibles, that's fine. If not, read it on your own. And a Pharisee came to Jesus and tried to trick him.
De kom til ham og sagde, ja, for at snyde ham.
He tried to trick him by asking him this question.
De forsøgte at snyde ham ved at stille ham det her spørgsmål.
He said, "Teacher,
mester,
what is the greatest commandment in the law?"
Hvilket bud er det vigtigste i Toraen?
Can I just put it in sort of North American everyday language?
Må jeg sige det sådan på en mere nordamerikansk vis?
It's kind of like saying, "What is the purpose of life?"
Hvad er formålet med livet?
What's the most important thing that you can do with your life?
Hvad er det mest vigtige du kan gøre med dit liv?
He tried to trick Jesus.
Han forsøgte på
at. He wasn't asking because he wanted to know.
Han spurgte ikke fordi han ville vide det.
He was saying it because he was an idiot.
Han sagde det fordi han var en idiot.
But what did Jesus reply to him?
Men hvad svarede Jesus ham?
Jesus replied to him.
Jesus svarede Matthæus 2.
Love the Lord your God.
Du skal elske Herren din Gud.
With all your heart,
med hele dit hjerte,
with all your soul,
med liv,
and with all your mind,
og med alle dine tanker.
This is the first and greatest commandment.
Det er det største og fornemmeste bud.
Now, I got to tell you, most of you know me and where I've come from.
De fleste af jer kender mig, I ved hvor jeg kommer fra.
And you know, as a Christian, you know, it's a journey you're on, isn't it? It's
som
a journey we go
on. Så det er en rejse du på.
God has us on a journey.
Han har en rejse med os alle.
How many of you remember what you were like as a Christian 10 years ago?
Hvor mange af jer kan huske hvordan du var som kristen for 10 år siden?
How immature you were.
Hvor umoden du var.
I remember when I was a young Christian.
Jeg kan huske, at jeg var en ung kristen.
I was so immature.
Jeg var meget umoden.
Oh my goodness, do you remember?
Kan du huske det?
I don't know how God put up with me.
Jeg kan ikke forstå hvordan Gud holdt mig ud.
How he tolerated me.
Hvordan han tolererede mig.
I was mean.
Jeg var ond.
I was arrogant.
Jeg var arrogant.
I had so much of my own self.
Jeg havde så meget af mig selv.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
Det er et mysterium.
Isn't it amazing the love of God?
Det er utroligt.
That even though we're not perfect,
selvom vi ikke er perfekte,
he still loves us just the same.
Så elsker han os lige som
wow. He still looks on us as his
siger,
amazing children.
Siger vidunderlige børn.
And pours out his love upon us.
Og udøser sin kærlighed.
What a mystery!
Hvilket mysterium!
That I can be claiming to know him.
At jeg kan ligesom påstå at
and still have so many issues in my life.
Og stadigvæk have så mange issues i mit liv.
It's the mystery of God.
Det er Guds mysterium.
God's got us all on a journey.
Han har os alle sammen på en rejse, Gud.
He's taking us from where we were to where we are. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he is the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
Han er begyndelsen og enden på vores rejse, vores tro.
And the more we know him is a very interesting thing that happens in our lives.
Og jo mere vi kender ham, så sker der noget interessant i vores liv.
I tell you, for me, folks, I got to be honest with you.
Jeg må være ærlig med jer.
I am absolutely unimpressed by myself anymore.
Jeg er ret uimponeret over mig selv.
I used to be so impressed with myself.
Tidligere var jeg meget imponeret over mig selv.
I used to be so impressed with the things that I've achieved and people that
I've. Imponeret over det, jeg har gjort.
I've led thousands of people to Jesus.
Jeg har ledt tusindvis af mennesker
in 24
til Jesus,
countries around the world.
I 24 lande rundt.
And I used to think that was such a great thing.
Jeg tænkte det var virkelig noget stort.
Until I got closer to him.
Indtil jeg kom tættere på ham.
And the closer you get to Jesus,
jo tættere du kommer på ham,
is the less impressed you become with yourself.
Jo mindre imponeret bliver du af dig selv.
Now I'm not talking about stupid false humility. I'm not talking about.
Jeg snakker ikke om sådan en eller anden dum falsk ydmyghed.
You know what false humility is, right?
Ved hvad falsk ydmyghed er?
It's just you're just dumb. It's just
det er
dumb.
Bare dumt.
Just dumb. False humility is just dumb.
Det er bare dumt.
You know what false humility is?
Ved hvad falsk ydmyghed er?
It's somebody on the worship team who sounds great, who's playing wonderful. music.
Det er en, som er på lovsangsteam, som spiller smukt, lyder fantastisk.
And then you go to them and you say, "Oh my gosh, you sound beautiful today."
Og så siger du, "Åh, du lyder fantastisk i dag."
And then they say, "Oh no, that wasn't me. That was Jesus."
Så siger de, "Nej, det var ikke mig. Det var Jesus."
What are you crazy?
Er du sindssyg?
It wasn't Jesus. That was you.
Det var ikke Jesus. Det var dig.
Come on. That was a wonderful message. Oh, that wasn't me. That was
fantastisk budskab. Ah, det var ikke mig. Det var ikke mig.
It was Jesus. It wasn't Jesus. It was you.
Nej, det var dig.
It was a gift God gave you, but it was you.
Det var en Guds gave til dig,
so
men det var dig.
So don't be stupid. Say thank you.
Så lad være med at være dum. Sig tak.
That's false humility.
Det er falsk ydmyghed.
You know what humility is?
Ved du hvad ydmyghed er?
Humility is when you and I know exactly who we are in Jesus.
Det er når vi ved præcis hvem vi er i Jesus.
And the closer you get to him.
Og jo tættere du kommer på ham.
I'm telling you. I know you. I'm preaching to the choir. You know what I'm talking about. The closer you get to him, is the less impressed you become with yourself and the more impressed you become with him.
Jo tættere du kommer på ham, jo mindre imponeret bliver du af dig selv, og jo mere bliver imponeret bliver du af ham.
Is it just me or do you find that?
Er det bare mig eller er I enige?
Oh, the apostle Paul, he screamed out, "I want to know Christ."
Paulus råbte ud, "Jeg ønsker at kende Gud, Jesus."
And the power of his resurrection.
Og kraften i hans opstandelse.
Oh man. How could he say something like that?
Hvordan kan han sige sådan noget?
It's amazing.
Det er utroligt.
He wrote most of the New Testament.
Han skrev det meste af det Nye Testamente.
He was the one God gave the revelation of what the church was. It was Paul who got the revelation of what the church was.
Han fik åbenbaring om hvad kirken er.
Are you following me? How can he say something like that?
Hvordan kan han sige sådan noget?
He went up to the third heavens.
Han gik til den tredje himmel.
He went up to the third heavens.
Han kom til den tredje himmel.
And he saw things.
Han så ting.
That Jesus said.
Som Jesus sagde.
Don't tell anybody what I just showed you.
Lad være med at fortælle til nogen, hvad jeg lige har vist dig.
Wow. I wouldn't be able to keep it secret.
Jeg vil ikke være i stand til at holde på den hemmelighed.
I would want to have the biggest ministry in the world. I'd put that on. I would market that, brand it.
Jeg vil gøre alt. Jeg vil markedsføre det. Jeg vil brande mig selv på det som den der har været der.
How can this man?
Hvordan kan den her mand?
How could he say I want to know Christ?
Hvordan kan han sige jeg ønsker at lære Kristus at kende?
You know how?
Ved du hvordan?
Because as we talked about earlier,
som vi talte om tidligere,
the more you pursue the presence of God in your life,
jo mere du forfølger Guds nærvær i dit liv,
is the more you want to know him.
Jo mere du ønsker at kende ham.
The more you see,
jo mere du ser,
is the more you want to see.
Jo mere ønsker du at se yderligere.
Oh, are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
Do you believe what I'm telling you?
Tror I på hvad jeg siger?
The more you see,
jo mere du
is the more you want to see, and the more you want to see is the more that you see.
Jo mere du ser, jo mere ønsker du at se, og jo mere du ønsker at se, jo mere vil du se.
God is not holding himself back from us.
Han holder sig ikke tilbage for os.
God does not want to be a mystery to
Han
you and I.
Han ønsker ikke at være et mysterium for dig.
God is not putting us in a corner.
Han sætter dig ikke over hjørnet.
Listen, my dear, the Holy Spirit's on you for this entire time, the Holy Spirit's on you. He wants you to know that Helion. His eyes are very much on you. Do you understand English? Okay. He wants you to know he sees you.
Han ser dig.
Jesus sees you.
Jesus ser dig.
You're not put away somewhere.
Du er ikke sendt over i hjørnet.
He sees you.
Han ser dig.
God is not wanting to be a mystery to you
Han
and I.
Han ønsker ikke at være et mysterium for du og jeg.
He's not hiding from us.
Han gemmer sig ikke for os.
Never.
Aldrig.
Jesus came to reveal the Father.
Han kom for at åbenbare faderen.
And the more you see is the more you have, and the more you have is the more you see.
Jo mere du ser, jo mere får du, jo mere du får, jo mere
guys, listen, I'm not trying to be weird.
Jeg forsøger ikke på at være mærkelig.
I'm not trying to be spooky here.
Eller, ja.
But how many of you know Jesus wasn't born in a hotel in Chicago?
Ved I godt, Jesus ikke blev født på et hotel i Chicago?
Christianity is a mystical, supernatural faith belief system, where we're talking about angels and the Spirit of God, invisible and immortal. You feel the wind that you can't see. That's what Christianity is.
Det her om kristendom, det er at tro på det unaturlige, det overnaturlige, det som du ikke kan se.
That's what Christianity is. It's about experiencing God. It's about experiencing Him.
Det er om at erfare ham.
How many of you have ever seen God?
Hvor mange har set Gud?
I've never seen Him.
Jeg har aldrig set ham.
I've never seen Him.
Jeg har aldrig set ham.
You have these people who write these books about going to heaven and seeing God, and I don't know.
Vi har de her mennesker, som skriver bøger om, at de rejser til himlen og ser Gud. Jeg ved det ikke.
The Bible tells me no one has ever seen God.
Bibelen fortæller mig, at der ikke er nogen, der har set Gud.
So I don't know.
Så jeg ved det ikke.
But here we are believing in someone we've never seen.
Men her er vi, og vi tror på en, vi aldrig har set.
Hearing someone's voice that we've never heard.
Og høre en persons stemme, som vi aldrig har hørt.
Seeing someone we've never seen.
Og se en, vi aldrig har set.
You're going to tell me that's not all about God's supernatural power and presence?
Og det vil du så fortælle mig, at det ikke handler om Guds overnaturlige kraft og nærvær.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Ja.
Oh yeah. And yet at the same time.
Og stadigvæk på samme tid.
You and I.
Så du og jeg.
Would lay our lives down for Jesus, wouldn't we?
Så vi vil lægge vores liv ned for Jesus.
Yes, we would.
Ja, det vil.
Don't look at me like that. Yes, you would.
Ja, det vil vi. Lad mig se på mig den måde.
Because you love him.
For du elsker ham.
So there's a Jew who lived 2000 years ago.
Der er en jøde, som levede for 2000 år siden.
In an ancient Middle Eastern culture.
I en sådan en
who claimed to be God in the flesh.
Han levede en gammel by for 2000 år siden.
Was born of a virgin.
Som var født af en jomfru. Han sagde, han var Guds søn.
Who lived his life as a child, grew up as into a man.
Han voksede op som barn og blev en mand.
Never sinned ever.
Han har aldrig nogensinde syndet.
Died on a cross.
Døde på korset.
Shed his every drop of blood.
Was
buried in a tomb.
Blev begravet,
came back again 3 days later.
Kom tilbage 3 dage senere.
Ascended through the clouds into heaven.
Og han steg op til himlen.
Sitting on the right hand of the God of creation.
Sidder ved Guds den højre hånd. Skaber,
given his Holy Spirit.
Han gav os sin hellige ånd.
So that God's children by creation could become his children through redemption. People could be born again.
Så vi kunne blive født igennem troen på ham.
That's a crazy story.
Det er en vanvittig historie.
But you and I believed it, didn't we?
Men du og jeg, vi tror på det.
Okay, I'm belaboring the point. We believe it because of the invisible, immortal power of the Holy Spirit.
Vi tror
that's
på det,
why we're here.
På den her udødelige, usynlige kraft fra him, fra Helligånden.
The more we have of, the more we have of Him.
Jo mere vi har af ham.
The less we have of ourselves. Does that make sense?
Har vi måske os selv, giver det mening?
The more you see Him.
Jo mere du ser ham.
The more I see him. Is the more I want.
Jo mere ønsker jeg.
Love the Lord your God.
Elsk Herren din Gud.
With all of your heart.
Med hele dit hjerte.
With all of your soul.
Hele din sjæl.
With all of your mind.
We
could talk about that for another hour.
Det kan vi også tale om en time.
But now here's the thing I really want to focus on.
Men det jeg lige vil fokusere på.
Because I began by saying to you.
Jeg begyndte med at sige til jer.
The more of God you have.
Jo mere Gud du har.
Is the more of people you love.
Jo mere elsker du mennesker.
God is love.
Gud er kærlighed.
Whoever lives in love,
enhver som lever i kærlighed,
lives in God,
lever i Gud,
and God in him.
Og Gud i ham.
Jesus then says to the Pharisee,
Jesus sagde så her til farisæeren,
and the second is like it.
Og der er et andet bud, som ligner det.
Now, let me ask you this. How many questions did the Pharisee asked Jesus?
Lad mig lige stille jer det her spørgsmål. Hvor mange spørgsmål stillede farisæeren Jesus?
Tell me, how many questions?
Hvor mange spørgsmål?
One.
Et.
Right? Teacher.
Ikke sandt?
What is the greatest commandment in the law?
Herre, hvad er det største bud i Toraen?
He didn't ask him what the five first commandments are. He asked them what the greatest
was. Han spurgte ikke, hvad de fem første var. Han spurgte, hvad det største, største var.
And then when he asked Jesus the one question, Jesus gave him how many answers?
Og da han stillede det her ene spørgsmål, hvor mange svar gav Jesus så?
Thank you. Why would Jesus give him two answers?
Hvorfor ville han give ham to svar?
I pondered this for a long time.
Jeg tænkte over det her i et
And then I talked to a really, really smart theologian.
Og så snakkede jeg med en meget, meget, meget klog teolog.
So, what? This is really strange.
Det er meget mærkeligt.
Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and soul.
Du skal elske Herren din Gud.
And the second is like it.
Af hele dit hjerte med liv og sjæl og med alle dine tanker. Det er det største og fornemmeste bud, og der er et andet bud, der er lige så vigtigt.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Du skal elske din næste som dig selv.
So I talked to a really smart guy.
Jeg talte med den her meget kloge fyr.
You know what he told me?
Ved du, hvad han sagde til mig?
He said the reason Jesus added the second one.
Årsagen til, at Jesus tilføjede det her andet svar.
Is found in that phrase. I don't know how it translates,
but
in that phrase.
Jeg ved ikke, hvordan det
oversætter. And the second is like it.
Og den anden er lige det.
And the second is like it.
Den anden er lige det.
And the second is like it.
Og det andet er lige det.
And what was explained to me.
Og det der blev forklaret til mig.
Was that phrase.
At det er den her.
Is like a revolving door.
Er ligesom sådan en svingdør.
If you go in one side,
hvis du går ind i en side,
the other side goes out.
Så går den anden side.
If you go in that side,
hvis du går ind den her vej,
the other side goes in.
Så går den anden
in other words, this is what he told me.
Det er det, han sagde til mig.
He said,
det er det, han sagde.
It literally means you can't have one without the other.
Det betyder ligesom, at du kan ikke have den ene uden også at have den anden.
So. Then it goes something like this.
Så det går ligesom på den her måde.
Love the Lord your God with all of your heart.
Hele dit hjerte.
Be on the hot pursuit of the presence and the person of God.
Vær i evig forfølgelse af hans nærvær, hans
and when
person.
We do,
og når vi gør det,
well, here's what happens.
Så hør her, hvad der sker.
We will love people as we love ourselves.
Så vil vi elske mennesker ligesom.
You can't have one without the other.
Du kan ikke have den ene uden at have den anden.
The more I fall in love with him,
jo mere jeg bliver forelsket i ham.
Guess what happens?
Gæt hvad der sker.
Is the more I fall in love with people.
Jo mere bliver jeg forelsket i mennesker.
As a matter of fact, this is what John talks about.
Det er det her Johannes han fortæller om.
You and I.
Du og jeg.
Our sign of maturity.
Vores modenhedstegn.
Is not in how much Bible you know.
Det er ikke hvor meget vi kender Bibelen.
How long you've been a Christian?
Hvor lang tid du har været kristen?
I've been a Christian for 5700 years.
Jeg har været kristen i 5700 år.
I'm mature.
Jeg er meget moden.
No.
Nej.
Not necessarily.
Ikke nødvendigvis.
Do you love people?
Elsker du mennesker?
Then it's a sign that you love God.
Så er det et tegn på at du elsker Gud.
Because if you can't love people that you do see,
hvis ikke du kan elske mennesker som du kan se,
how can you love a God that you can't see?
Hvordan kan du så elske Gud du ikke kan se?
And to love the Lord our God,
elske Herren
vores Gud, with all of our heart,
med hele vores hjerte,
with all of our mind and all of our soul,
med hele vores sjæl og med alle vores tanker.
The resultant effect of that,
den resulterende det der sker når vi gør det,
is that we love people,
det er at vi elsker mennesker,
more than ever,
mere end nogensinde før.
I have to be honest with you.
Jeg må være ærlig med jer.
I find myself loving people more now than I ever have in my life.
Jeg befinder mig i en situation hvor jeg elsker mennesker mere end jeg nogensinde har gjort før.
I just love people more than ever.
Jeg elsker mennesker meget mere end før.
Can be dangerous.
Det kan være farligt.
What? Why? Is it because I'm just getting older, and you know? You
er det bare fordi jeg bliver ældre, eller?
When you get older, you just get nicer.
Er det bare fordi du bliver jo ældre, du bliver så bliver du lidt mere flink?
No.
Nej, nej.
No. You should ask my mother that. She's getting older. She's getting grumpier.
Ja, min mor, hun bliver mere sådan mere gnaven jo ældre hun bliver i hvert fald.
I don't think that's the reason.
Jeg tror ikke det er årsagen.
It's because the more I fall in love with Jesus,
jo mere jeg bliver forelsket i Jesus,
the more my heart beats.
jo mere mit hjerte slår.
For the things that he loves.
Jo mere slår mit hjerte for de ting, han elsker.
Let me tell you what God loves. God loves people.
Gud, han elsker mennesker.
More than anything.
Mere end noget andet.
Church, listen. Whatever we do.
Hvad end vi gør.
Whatever we do. Let's make sure that at the end of it.
Lad os være sikre på, at for enden af det.
Somebody's life is being touched.
Så er det en eller anden persons liv, der bliver berørt.
Can we do that? Let's make sure that at the end of what we do.
Lad os være sikre på, at for enden af hvad vi end gør.
Somebody's life is being made better.
Så er der en persons liv eller en families liv, som bliver gjort bedre.
Because Jesus died. Not for lands and buildings.
Jesus døde ikke for bygninger, for land, for strukturer.
He died for people.
Han døde for mennesker.
So Father, we ask that you would so fill our lives with your love.
Så Herre, vi ønsker at du må fylde vores liv med
din kærlighed. When we say come Holy Spirit and fill us.
Så når vi siger kom Helligånd og fyld os.
What are we asking for?
Hvad er det så vi beder for?
We're asking for his love to fill us so much.
Vi ønsker at hans kærlighed må fylde os så meget.
We experience more of him.
At vi erfarer mere af ham.
We fall deeper in love with him.
Vi falder dybere i forelskelse af ham.
There's only so many ways you can say I love you.
Der er kun et vist antal måder du kan sige jeg elsker dig på.
It gets really boring after a while because it's the same words over and over.
Det bliver lidt kedeligt i længden, det er de samme ord vi siger.
So I want to invite you. Let's just stand.
Lad os rejse os op.
Let's just stand. I want you to make sure that you're. Oh, here's a good way, Anis, for me to get everybody to make sure they're here on Sunday. I want to share with you how this is working itself out in my life practically.
Jeg vil gerne lige fortælle jer om hvordan det her fungerer i mit liv.
So make sure you come tomorrow because I'm going to share about that.
Så jeg kommer til at dele om det i morgen, så vær sikker på at jeg er her i morgen.
How do we express our love for our city and our towns and our neighborhoods?
Hvordan viser vi vores kærlighed til vores by, til vores område, til vores egen?
I will talk about that tomorrow.
Det vil jeg tale om i morgen.
So let's lift our hands to the Lord and just receive.
Løft jeres hænder og så modtag.
Holy Spirit. We don't have to work anything up, yell and scream.
Du behøver ikke at arbejde en eller anden begejstring op og
we just order. Ask you to come once again.
Vi beder dig bare om at komme.
And fill us.
Fyld os.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd. Come, Helion.